ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
さくらです。
Peter here. Newbie lesson number 10.
Sakura-san.
はい。
Back in the studio again. It is great to have you back.
ありがとうございます。
Now, today is just the two of us.
そうですね。
Yeah, and we are back with a newbie lesson. Now, this is geared for people new to the language, getting their feet wet. Now, if this lesson is a little too easy for you, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we have Sakura-san. I was counting the other day about 350 lessons. Stop by JapanesePod101.com. There you'll find explanations about that and much, much more. Now, Sakura-san, today's conversation is between two friends.
はい。
And this will be informal Japanese.
Yes.
Now, most of the textbooks, you will come into contact with formal Japanese, polite Japanese. But, Sakura-san, when we talk with your friends, when we speak, we're not that on good terms. We're really not that close. So, but if we were, we would speak what kind of Japanese?
Informal, ne?
This is another thing that we want to slowly introduce you to. Well, not slowly, because you're getting the crash course here. The point is, two close friends having a conversation. So the Japanese is going to be informal. If this sounds a little bit new to you, don't worry about it. After you hear the dialogue, we're going to walk you through everything.
Yes.
Here we go.
もしもし、ケンジさん、みちこです。お久しぶり、元気？
みちこ？何？今午前3時だよ。
え？今日本は午後3時。
でも、ワシントン DC は今午前3時。
ワシントン DC？ いつから？
もう一度、お願いします。ゆっくり、お願いします。もしもし、ケンジさん？ミチコです。お久しぶり、元気？
みちこ？何？今、午前3時だよ。
え？今、日本は午後3時。
でも、ワシントン DC は今、午前3時。
ワシントン DC？ いつから？
次は英語が入ります。
もしもし、ケンジさん、ミチコです。
Hello, Kenji. This is Michiko.
お久しぶり、元気？
Long time no see. How are you?
ミチコ？
ミチコ。
何？
What？
今午前3時だよ。
It's 3 a.m. now.
今日本は午後3時。
Huh?In Japan, it's 3 p.m. now.
でも、ワシントン DC は今午前3時。
But in Washington, DC, it's 3 a.m. now.
ワシントン DC？ いつから？
Washington, DC? Since when? So, Sakura-san, what did you think?
Poor Kenji-san.
Yeah, woken up in the middle of the night.
Let's
just point out a few things about this conversation. Now, this was...On the cell phone.
Yes.
Which in Japanese is?
携帯電話.
Just break that down.
携帯電話. 携帯電話.
And we have the short version, which is?
携帯.
Now, Michiko, the girl, called Kenji, the guy.
Yes.
But he was in DC. Now, how do we know this was a cell phone call?
Because Michiko-san didn't know.He was in D.C.
Exactly.
And
there are these types of phones now where you call the local number, puts you through.
So you can take your mobile phone to United States and then you can just use it as if you are in Japan.
Yeah. Well, the local calls. Like if someone calls you and they call your regular number, it'll put the call through. So it works that way.
Ah.
So... The reason I know is because I have this type of phone.
Oh, I see.
It's really great. when I go back to the States or I go to China, I just take the phone with me, turn it on. If someone calls my Japanese number, it puts it right through.
すごいね。便利。
Okay, Sakura-san. Let's take a look at some vocab.
お久しぶり。
After a long time.
お久しぶり。お久しぶり。
Now, we had this in a previous lesson. You haven't seen someone for a while. You meet them, you say.
お久しぶり。A very informal situation. You can say, you can drop お in the beginning and say, 久しぶり。And in a more formal situation, you can say, お久しぶりですね。
And the sentence ending particle ね is optional too, right?
Yes.
Next we have?
今。
Now.
今。
And Sakura-san, how can I say in Japanese, what time is it now?
今何時ですか?
Now, notice that the now, 今 comes in the beginning of the sentence. One more time.
今何時ですか?
Next we have?
午前
AM
午前午前
Next?
午後
Afternoon, PM
午後午後
So, Sakura-san, how can I say 3 AM in Japanese?
午前3時
Now, the point here is, in English, it's 3, the number followed by AM or PM. In Japanese, it's the opposite. AM or PM, the equivalent, gogo for PM, gozen for AM, comes before the number.
Right.
So in English, we have 3 AM. In Japanese?
午前3時
3 PM?
午後3時
Okay, now what we're going to do is take a quick look at the conversation. Sakura-san, what do we have first?
もしもし、ケンジさん、ミチコです。
Now, first we have the telephone greeting.
もしもし?
Exclusive for telephones.
Yes.
And then I always talk about this, but you can, if someone's really out of it, you can say to them,
もしもし?
Anybody home? Kind of like,
yes.
Anybody there?
もしもし?
I like that one. もしもし followed by?
ケンジさん。
The name of the person she's calling, and the polite suffix,
さん。
Then she says,
みちこです。
It's Michiko. Here we have the name, followed by the polite form of the copula. So she starts off very polite.
Yes.
Followed by,
お久しぶり。
It's been a while. And here, a little more polite than just 久しぶり。But still informal.
Yes.
The formal would be,
お久しぶりです。
So if it's a teacher or someone you have respect for you haven't seen in a while, you would add the des.
Yes.
Then we have,
元気?
Now here, the key is the intonation. Now, up until now, we've introduced this form of asking how are you, which is
元気ですか?
元気 followed by the polite form of the copula.
です.
And the question marking particle.
か.
So, 元気ですか? But here we just have 元気. So it's the intonation
yes.
that makes it into the question.
Yes.
And in polite Japanese, des and ka dropped. Kenji, he replies with,
Michiko, nani?
He's just been woken up. Michiko's name and
nani?
Which is the interrogative meaning what. But in polite Japanese, we'd introduce this as
nan desu ka?
Again, polite form of the copula des followed by the question marking particle ka. Yes. But here, it's informal, so it's just
nani?
Then we have
今午前3時だよ。
It's 3 a.m. now. Couple points here. First, where does now come in the sentence?
The beginning.
Followed by?
午前
a.m.
3時
3. Again, when we do numbers, it's the number followed by?
時
This is followed by?
だよ
The informal. The plain form of the copula. Informal. This becomes?
だ
And then we have? The sentence ending particle, yo, which adds emphasis to the fact that it's 3 a.m.
Yes.
Next we have.
え、日本は午後3時よ?
So she thinks Kenji is a little mixed up. え is the Japanese interjection for surprise.
Right.
え?
え?
Japan, which is.
日本.
Followed by.
わ.
Topic marking particle. And then she says almost the same thing as the previous sentence. Now it's 3 p.m. and she also adds the sentence ending particle yo for emphasis. Saying to him, hey, what's going on? It's 3 p.m. here. It's 3 p.m. in Japan. Now notice she didn't put in the da, the plain form of the copula. Why is this Sakura-san?
That is more masculine sounding.
Exactly. Yes. Female speakers tend not to use this. Or at least maybe younger girls will put it in, but it is quite masculine. Then we have?
Demo, 今 Washington DC は午前3時.
So we have the word for but, demo. But now, Washington DC, it's 3 a.m. Notice again here how the now comes first. In English, it comes at the end, but here, in the beginning of the sentence. And then finally we have?
Washington DC?
Washington DC?
いつから?
Since when? From when is a literal translation.
Yes.
So we have the interrogative for what, which is?
何?
And when?
いつ?
All right. So we are running way out of time here, but we want to introduce here, we just want to go over counting hours, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, point of today's lesson. So, Sakura-san, can you count from 1 to 12 o'clock for us?
1 時, 2 時, 3 時, 4 時, 5 時, 6 時, 7 時, 8 時, 9 時, 10 時, 11 時, 12 時.
Couple points here. 4 o'clock. What's 4 o'clock again?
4 時.
Now, the word for 4, there's a few ways to say it in Japanese. There's
4
and
時.
But can we say 4 時?
No.
So only
4 時. 4.
4時.
4時.
Which is even more mind-boggling because we dropped the N sound. So it's just 4 時.
Yes.
So one little pitfall there that you have to watch out for.
Right.
Next is 7 o'clock.
7時.
Now, again, there's two words for 7. 7 and?
7.
Can we say 7 時?
No, it's 7.
Yeah. And finally, what about 9 o'clock? Because we have 9 and 9.
9 時.
And we can't say it the other way, right?
Right.
Okay. More about this inside the PDF. Stop by JapanesePod11.com and make sure to pick that up. Sakura-san, thank you so much for joining us today. It was really, really fun. It's always a pleasure to have you.
はい、またよろしくお願いします。
See you tomorrow.
またね。
もしもし、ケンジさん、ミチコです。お久しぶり、元気？
ミチコ？何？今午前3時だよ。
え？今日本は午後3時。
でも、ワシントン DC は今午前3時。
ワシントン DC? いつから?